You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Romans 13, 11 through 14. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. So wake up. That's what we hear. We have the motif of light and darkness. This goes back to the first book of Genesis. Let there be light. And that motif runs through the scriptures and worth meditating on and reflecting on it a little bit. And God, who is light, in him there is no darkness at all. So that's the first kind of image that comes to us. It says, and then it says, to wake from sleep. And so we've been asleep in a certain way. And suddenly we have, the light comes, and it illumines our lives. Paul's been talking in this chapter here of Romans about loving our neighbors, the second table of the law, being careful, but in all things, especially, he says, love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is fulfilling of the law. And from there, he says, besides this, it's time for you to wake up. And so, we need to be daytime Christians, if you will. That's what he's saying. He says, there's things that happen in the night. And he talks about these drunken orgies, and commentators talk about the kind of bacchanalian kind of feast that the pagans would do. And guess what? Those same kind of things happen even in our day. I go down to New Orleans for Mardi Gras, and it's just that kind of thing. He says, that's not what Christians do. You don't have the nighttime, and then, oh, by the way, when we wake up, we're good people. But he says, we need to be daytime Christians. This is who we are, who we're supposed to be. Let's remember John the Baptist as our inspiration here. He says, kind of put aside those things that are just simply pagan things. And yes, there are certain things that are harmless or whatever, but the more we take them on, even the harmless things, the less we're thinking about and putting on Jesus Christ. So that's what the Lord is after in us, and what Paul is speaking about in this chapter. Let's be daytime Christians. Let's be like the Lord, in whom there is no darkness at all.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.